Hello, travel biz owner. Welcome to my corner of the travel industry, the Strategic Travel Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're ready to have fun, be inspired, get clarity, and take action in your travel business, then you're in the right place. Let's jump in. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I know today's episode is a little bit more somber than what my normal episodes are, but I just felt very compelled to do some sort of remembrance for the incredible Will Medina. If you do not know who Will Medina is, he was just a very spirited human being. And I'm speaking all this. I've never had a personal professional relationship with Will. I had so wanted to get Will on the podcast this year, and it just didn't happen. It's not going to happen, clearly. You know, I think I was a little intimidated to ask him and see if he would say yes or say no, but especially after hearing all of the amazing, beautiful, honorable, respectful words that I've heard from everybody in the industry this past week, I know without a shadow of a doubt that he would have been so excited to come on the podcast and share. But if you are looking to hear a little bit of inspiration from the Will Medina, you can hear him on both Travel Agent Chatter by Host Agency Reviews and then also on the Travel Agent Podcast. He does have a few episodes there. But for those of you who are unaware, the fantastic Will Medina did pass away last week, actually on Valentine's Day. He was a travel advisor that specialized in destination weddings. And not only that, but he also helped fellow travel business owners with their own destination wedding businesses. And he was a force to be reckoned with. He won the 2022 Travel Age West Award for it was something about the under 40 category and making an impact on this travel industry. And I don't have any control over these awards, but I think that that award should be named in Will's honor moving forward, because I think he really exuded what that award meant and stood for as far as really making this, like, we, and he was so selfless in everything that he did in the travel industry. I have listened to a couple of his recordings throughout this past week, because I think I first heard about Will actually on Travel Agent Chatter a couple years ago when he was first on. I think he was one of the very first guests as we were blazing trails and everything, well, with the pandemic. But I feel like we would have become like really, really great friends, because we align on so many values. And when I think about what would Will Medina do, and when I hope, like, in the darkest times that I'm feeling like as a business owner, or when I'm really needing a pick-me-up, or when I need to remember why I'm doing certain things within both of my businesses as a travel business owner and to support the travel industry, I think that's one of the things that I'm going to look towards is, what would Will Medina do? And I think first and foremost, Will Medina would have fun. a lot of fun. And I know that if you know him very well, you know that that was probably one of his top core pillars. He had a mermaid tail, I heard. He was always on the dance floor. I heard that, like, he was, like, jumping in pools at parties. So he just seems like this super fun party animal, but it wasn't that he was just like this party animal. Like, he wanted to include you in the fun. And again, like, I didn't know him personally, but there's just so many stories that have been shared. And I think we really need to celebrate and exude and honor this huge figure within the travel industry that we have lost. And I feel like the best way that we can do that is by honoring certain pillars. And that is having fun in our businesses. Not only that, but having fun while we're helping each other in this business. And that's really one of my big core pillars with Take the Helm and everything that I do to support your travel businesses, especially on the marketing side, is that I want to make sure that everything I do is like super helpful to you and helps you move a little bit forward into becoming a travel advisor that makes money in their businesses. And Will was a huge proponent of that yes, we can have a lot of fun, but we also need to be making money in our travel businesses in order to be having a travel business. He was a huge proponent of community over competition. And I think he was one of the forerunners, the trailblazers in this industry. When we hear of people uncovering and unpacking things within their businesses and showing us a little bit about what it means or what they did to get to other places and to get to the next level and to bring new ideas, he was such at the forefront of that. I feel like it's really been in these past 5 years, and especially these past 3 years, that more and more travel advisors have been willing and openly willing to share their stories and their trials and their tribulations to help other travel business owners grow in their businesses, but also avoid the different pitfalls that they have had to overcome. And I just wish that more of that even becomes more at the forefront as we're coming into 2023 and beyond, that this really is a collaborative industry, because if we cannot lift ourselves individually and as a community up, or I guess I reverse those words, if we can't lift each other as a community up, how are we supposed to be successful as individual travel business owners? And I say that because if we are all elevated, if we are all working together, if we are all practicing certain standards within the industry, it just lifts us up as an industry. Same thing if we are just sharing all of our pitfalls, all of our successes, what led to those successes, like actual things that lead to successes, not just fluffy because you're scared that somebody's going to take some of your revenue away from you because clients are going to be going over there. We need to stop being so fearful of that happening and being comfortable in our own skin. And if somebody wants to go to somebody else, let them, because if you open yourself to that, newness will also be coming into you. Maybe they weren't a right fit for the type of client that you serve, for the type of travel business that you serve, but they are the perfect fit for this other travel advisor. We just have to work together more on this. And that is really what I strive to be in this industry. I would say I'm knowledgeable and I'm a specialist, and I would say I'm an expert on some things, but I am not the expert. I am not the be-all, end-all person. There are so many incredible people with so many wonderful stories to share, comical stories to share, hard stories, real stories, like down, dirty, gritty stories to share within this industry. And we need to be willing to listen, be willing to take the feedback, be willing to grow, be willing to work with each other, and not being afraid that by working with each other, it's going to make us less than or provide less than results. And I'm so glad that within Will's super, and I think you can see it within Will's amazing community, the Playbook community, I think that's what you are called, that it was such a tight-knit group and it wasn't anything. It didn't seem cult-like, I guess, like I have seen in some other groups, both inside and outside of the industry. It was really a selfless. He was really a papa bear. He was a brother to many people in this industry. And I think the more positivity that we can put out there and lifting up each other that we can put out there, there can be more Will Medinas. And I'm not saying that we're going to replace, nobody can ever replace Will Medina, but we can all live in that what would Will Medina spirit do. And I think that could just help lift this industry so much further. And then the final pillar that I've heard a lot being resonated throughout the industry is his do it scared mentality. And I feel like this just resonates a lot with me. If you know a little bit about my story, in May 2021, I did resign from my full-time position in the Orlando theme parks to really go full force in my entrepreneurship journey, both in my travel business and my support business. And funny enough, I didn't feel scared when I did it. I've gone on a roller coaster ride since then, and I was super scared before I did it. But when I put in my resignation, there was almost a sense of peace in me. Like, finally, I'm betting on myself. And the weight of, or I guess the weightlessness of being successful and making this work. I didn't know how things were going to work. I just knew that they were going to work because I was going to make them work. And I think that's what doing it scared really, really embraces. It is, you haven't posted a certain social media post because you're scared of the outcomes, because you're scared of the imperfections, because you're scared that you don't have the expertise, because you're scared you're going to feel like an imposter to post this marketing post. You're scared to ask someone to be on your podcast to interview because of the answer that might come up. You are scared to go to that networking event because you're scared to put yourself out there. There are so many things that we can be scared of, but the important thing is to do it anyways, because you know how we're not going to be scared? Once we have the experience. And we can only have the experience of doing those things if we do those things and do them over and over and over again. Flop once, flop twice, flop three times, but be open to that flopping happening, because it is in that unknowing space where we can really grow. We can grow beyond even like what we could have even imagined. I knew I had always wanted to support the travel industry. I would have never thought it would have been helping the travel industry with marketing and strategizing different things. And that was as a result of me being scared, putting myself out there, learning new skills, really putting myself out there, meaning like, hey, I know this stuff. I could maybe come with you and do this stuff. What do you think? And me not knowing fully if I could do something, but I knew if the other person on the other line said yes, I was sure going to figure it out. And not only was it going to figure it out, I was going to do it to the 110th degree to make sure that I did an amazing job at it. And I think that is what the overall do it scared pillar really means to me, is that some things can be scary, but it's the person that is going to be on the other side of that scary thing that we have to look forward to. So what does that person look like? What do they feel like now that they've been able to accomplish or get over the scary hump? What new skills have they learned? What new confidence do they have? What new clarity do they have in the things that they want out of their life or out of their business? So I think those are the three things that if I think of and like write down, what would Will Medina do? He would be having so much fun. I just imagine him up in heaven in a beautiful white suit, dancing around, partying and having fun with all the amazing angels that were up there to greet him. I imagine him also being like the little angel on our shoulder, being like, now, now, you are not being nice to your fellow travel business owner. What are you doing here? Like, share or help them out or be a mentor to them. I see him like being a guiding light to us and to the industry. And then lastly, he is also, in a good way, that little devil being like, yeah, just do it. You gotta try it out. You never know what's gonna happen, so do it scared. And overall, he's gonna be our fun little cheerleader, and he wants nothing but the best for this travel industry and for all of us and for everyone that he left behind. So have fun, do it scared. And remember to always put the travel industry community before any sort of competition within your business. Thank you, Will, for all your lessons. Thank you for being a wonderful human being to so many of my industry colleagues. And I hope you are resting in so much fun right now in this next life that you are enjoying. Thanks for listening in. Thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Remember to check out the show notes for all relevant links and resources from today's show. See you next time.